Hello and welcome to our DVD collection. We are your hosts. My name is Eric, and with me as always is... Who are you? Say words! This is my wife, Christine, who likes messing with me on the intro for some reason. Anyway, we've been collecting DVDs for 10 years? 11 years?
Probably closer to 11. Yeah. 10 and a half.
Because
we've been together for 10 and a half years.
Right.
So, you don't remember that?
Of course I remember. I came up with the 10 or 11 figure before you started making accusations. Well, as you might imagine...
What's our official first dating anniversary?
It's the 25th, right?
The 25th of what month?
August.
No, that's our wedding anniversary.
October.
Yeah.
August was the wedding.
You're out of the doghouse.
This is... Anyway, like I was saying in the intro, because we've been collecting movies for so long, they've begun to pile up, and we thought one of the nice or fun ways to get through them all and possibly pare down the collection is to watch each and every movie in alphabetical order, and after which decide if we want to keep the movie, if we want to upgrade it to a Blu-ray, do we want to toss it because it sucks?
Throw them all out.
No! There's some good stuff in here, as we've already seen on previous episodes.
Yep.
This week's movie is... The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. The Terry Gilliam classic financial failure but creative masterpiece.
He did another one that I tried to watch, I swear, and it just was awful.
Do you like the movie 12 Monkeys?
No, not really.
Really? He did that one.
I like
that movie a lot.
At all.
There's got to be one movie that you probably... I don't know. Maybe there's not. Maybe you're not a Terry Gilliam person.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's do our damnedest to keep an open mind and objective view of this movie, because we're about to watch it.
I don't have to be objective. It's our DVD collection.
Try, though. Try... For me.
Okay.
What the listener is about to hear is just the trailer for the movie. And then after the trailer, when we come back, you'll hear us. We'll have just finished watching it. And we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about what we think of the movie.
Yep.
And I predict Christine is going to be like, I was so wrong. This movie is so great.
Right.
Actually, I don't remember this movie being so great. I just remember it being really... creative and kind of visually appealing.
I don't think there'll be any space wieners in this one.
I don't know.
That's just going to carry through our whole DVD collection.
It's the whole, yeah, we got 500 DVDs of space wieners.
Yep.
That's what we got.
Yep.
Anyway, here we go. It is The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
From the director of Time Bandits and Brazil, a new movie full of noise. Flying objects.
Trust me, madam. Your underwear is in good hands. I'm back!
Seafood.
Hello.
Is there a doctor in the fish?
Celebrities.
Baron Munchausen. That sounds nasty. Is it contagious?
Compassion.
The Sultan is going to cut off my head. And
travel.
Now you come back here and expect me to follow you to the ends of the earth.
Yes.
All right.
Last words?
Not yet.
Not yet? Is that famous?
Gravity.
We've been dropped through the center of the world to come out on the other side.
Bull. He was full of it. The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. A true story. We've got the film to prove it.
Okay, so that was Baron Munchausen.
Baron von Munchausen.
Baron, yes. You know, I thought it was wrong, but then in the movie it says his full name is, well, there's like five names, but it is Baron von Munchausen. What's the von thing all about?
I don't know.
I've heard that in other names.
It's like, I imagine it's like the duh in some last names, like my boss's last name, you remember, it was duh, and I'm not gonna...
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Okay, yeah, but, yeah.
So it's like of House Munchausen.
Of House Munchausen. So...
I don't know. I could have that completely wrong.
Honey.
Yes.
You, having gone into this movie very negative, yes, very discouraged, expecting, yes, to be disappointed.
Yes.
Have you changed your tune at all?
Well, I still don't think it's the best movie in the world, and it takes a certain kind of person to be able to watch this movie. You kind of have to abandon all logic going into it.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Just accept that whatever happens, happens. It's really a kid's movie.
Yeah, it's kind of a live action cartoon.
It just reminded me of, like, Gulliver's Travels or something like that,
yeah,
you know? Or the tale of Paul Bunyan. And,
sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, totally, well, something along those lines.
I think it pulls a lot of its little stories from a bunch of fables.
Yeah.
Old classic fables, like the guy who can carry as much gold as he wants on his back, or... what is the other one?
The guy who can blow really hard.
Yeah. yeah. No. So, what did you like about the movie?
I don't know. After having watched it for a second time and, you know, trying to take a more objective approach to it, I think I liked just the silliness.
Yeah?
I thought that, you know, it was a good kids' movie.
Yeah. Okay, since I was the one kind of championing this movie, as it were, even though I was admitting to it being imperfect, I was the one championing it, I'll put out there what I think I don't like about this movie. I don't like the pacing. I wish it was edited in such a way that didn't make it so... There. It's hard to get to the fun stuff in this movie.
Yeah, the pacing is kind of difficult. There are moments when it just absolutely drags. Like,
yeah, well,
I think most
it opens
especially...
up with, like, war-torn whatever, and in some theater, and it's all interesting what you're looking at, but you're still just kind of like, okay, let's get the story. I don't know. For some reason, there's something about it that it doesn't grab you until, I think, until he starts telling his first story... And it cuts to that palace of the weird-ass king dude who's got all the gold. That's when I think it finally grabs you and it's like, okay, we got a story going
but
here.
Still, the pacing is just, it's so slow all throughout the movie. Like, the part that I really struggled with was when they went to the moon and visited Robin Williams.
Ugh.
That took forever. I'm like, okay, I've had enough of this section now. But
yeah, me too. That was also the section with this movie's space wieners.
Yes.
It was almost definitively Robin
space
Williams
wieners, yes,
had
who,
as
right.
the moon guy had a weird like wiener thing
I
on
know.
His costume.
It was hooked. What was
it?
The
was
bet?
An upward hook.
Yeah, it looked so incredibly unpleasant.
Yeah, it was terribly unpleasant. I really didn't like Robin Williams in this movie. You'd think I would. I love Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I'm usually a fan of his hilarious, silly, crazy humor.
Yeah.
For some reason, it was just like the annoying drunk guy at the party in this movie. Like,
absolutely.
Give it a rest. Go home. Sleep it off.
Yeah.
That's how it felt in this movie for me. So there, it's a definitely imperfect movie.
Yeah, you
know. It's flawed. But there's a lot of great things about it, too. It's kind of frustrating in that way, because there's so much you want to love about it, but it doesn't quite let you.
I think what the movie is missing for me is when you think about kids' movies, there's always a certain charm to a kid's movie that really makes it very endearing.
Yeah.
And something that you remember for ages and ages. Like, you know, some of the classics from our childhood, like The Dark Crystal or Labyrinth.
Yeah.
There was always something very, well, endearing about them.
Especially Labyrinth, I would say.
But this movie was all just cold satire in, you know, in a lot of ways.
I would argue that Terry Gilliam was not, in his mind, making a kid's movie.
No, not at all. But I think that it would be more suited to, you know, but a younger audience.
I agree. I think if you could get them to sit down through the whole 2 hours, that they would enjoy it. But I think if an editor, a really skilled editor, chopped it down to like an hour and a half and took out a lot of the unnecessary or slow bits, you'd have such a better movie.
Yeah.
So much of a better movie. And you know, all the actors were fine in it. There wasn't really like a...
No.
No one was bad. There wasn't really... Well, except for Robin Williams. Well, you know what? Never mind. It's not really an acting movie, but I guess what I'm trying to say is nobody seemed out of place, as it were, in their roles.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the people who played... The guy who played Munchausen. I liked all of his crew. The guy who blows.
Yeah.
The dude who lifts. Monty Python guy who runs. What's his name? No, it's not Erica. I forget.
I don't remember any of their names.
Anyway, they all seemed great. They were all great in their roles.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. If they could just... I had the same issue with his latest, that other Terry Gilliam movie, the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. What's his deal with naming movies all weird?
I don't know.
I love 12 Monkeys.
I hate 12 Monkeys.
I love that movie. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess,
but this one is less so. I don't know.
I guess I really just... Where I struggle... And maybe this is not fair, but where I struggle is where a movie starts to get as ridiculous as this movie is, because it's pretty insane.
Really ridiculous.
And it being very clearly meant for an adult audience, wherein it just doesn't seem well-suited to an adult.
Yeah.
I really struggle with that. It's like, there's a serious disconnect here.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we're too serious. Maybe we're...
My boss called me mature today.
Too mature?
Too mature. Really? Because I... Well, we were talking about Pandora, and he was saying he couldn't listen to any music with lyrics while he was trying to concentrate on a task. And I'm like, oh, I used to be that way, but I'm no longer that way. I can now tune it out. And he's like, oh, that must mean that you're more mature than me. I'm like, oh, what?
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't understand that at all. It's got nothing to do with... What?
No, I don't
what
know.
What a weird thing to say. That makes no sense.
But
anyway. That's a weird thing to say.
But anyway, we must be too mature.
Apparently we're too mature. No, we're big fans of the silly.
Oh, yeah.
We love indulging in the silly. And I love the silly parts of this movie. But I feel like it doesn't know what it wants to be. The movie is conflicted.
Yeah.
It wants to be this fun, silly movie. But at the same time, he also wants to be kind of this taken seriously satire. Or almost like just a serious war movie with a lot of things to say about the human race and living free and adventure. I don't know. It can't figure out its voice or how it wants to say it wants what it wants to say, because it keeps getting distracted by completely
flamboyant,
strange. Just on things that didn't feel like they fit. No. Like, on their own, they're not so bad, but in the context of the rest of the movie, often it's just like, oh, this is happening now? All right. And either it's boring or it's weird in those cases.
There were some cool scenes
in
the movie, I have to say.
There were tons. There was a ton. I really like, there's plenty of times in this movie where I thought to myself, I could screen grab that and make a nice wallpaper. Like, when they're... There's some really cool... Oh, and that's the other thing I wanted to mention. The set direction and, like, the sets and the props, everything they built, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, cool. The theater stuff they built was amazing. The, what is it when everything's all red? It's, is it hell that they're in? Like, the, where the, what's her name? Where...
Uma Thurman.
Yeah. Where they find her down in that area, wherever it was.
Supposed to be.
I don't know where it was either. I didn't quite understand. But where the crazy bearded dude, who only knew how to scream, he didn't know how to speak.
Yeah.
There were some really cool shots there.
There were.
A lot of other places.
Yeah, there was lots of cool things in the movie, but it wasn't pieced well together, and I think it was just missing that charm, I think, that I was expecting to see, but
No, I think that says it quite well. Now, the question. Do we keep it?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind keeping it, but I definitely don't think we should get it on Blu-ray.
I'm actually agreeing with you on this one.
Yeah? Okay.
We haven't agreed on the past couple. Nice to finally agree.
Yeah, isn't that funny? We haven't agreed on...
Well, we haven't, like, sharply disagreed. It's not like
I thought we have agreed on...
No, we have agreed on a few, but we haven't agreed on all. Like, there's been a few where I've said keep it, you said toss it, and vice versa. But I don't think there's been a single movie we've watched where one of us has said throw it away. Wait, no, 2001. You want to throw it away, I want to get it on Blu-ray. I think that's the only movie where we sharply disagreed.
Yeah. I swear that there were some others. Like, you really liked Adaptation, but we both agreed no Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So we haven't always disagreed.
Yeah, it hasn't been, like, super big disagreement yet.
Yeah.
Pretty, no. Still pretty
understandable. That should be interesting if we do get into.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's not gonna happen.
But this time, you never know. This time we completely agree. Keep it, leave it as is. No need to Blu-ray.
Let the kids watch it one day and be totally freaked out.
Yeah. What's up next?
Almost Famous?
Almost Famous. Linklater, right?
Linklater?
Richard Linklater? I don't know. It's his movie. The dude who just did Boyhood.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I hadn't... See, I
think that's who it is. I might be wrong.
I don't follow the directors very well. I mean, I know Darren Aronofsky. I know Wes Anderson. Stephen King.
Spielberg.
Stephen King, yep. Yeah. So I know a few of them, but I don't... I definitely... When I watch a movie, I don't associate it with any particular director. I just watch the movie.
It's all right. Each to their own.
Yep.
You know, what ifs. Do you remember much about this movie?
I remember quite a bit about it. Do you remember anything?
Yeah, I remember a little. Kid goes out on the road with the band and things happen.
Yeah.
That's about all I remember.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'll be good. I'm looking... this is one I think we're both...
It's a coming-of-age...
Yeah.
...movie.
I think this is one we're both happy to watch. Yeah. Kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not too dreading it too much.
No, definitely not like I was dreading this one.
Not like Munchausen.
I don't think there'll be a movie for a little while that I'm absolutely dreading.
No, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
I think we're good.
Well, that's the show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all for listening. And we will see you all next time for Almost Famous.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.